You're listening to Jakespeare Virtual Theater Company's podcast plays. On today's episode, The Sixth Day by Jake Lewis, featuring the voices of Jake Lewis and Betsy Wetmore. Stay tuned after the broadcast for an interview with the playwright. And now, Jakespeare Virtual Theater Company is pleased to present The Sixth Day by Jake Lewis. Oh gosh, you, my friend, are evil.
Well, it seemed to me like you needed a pick-me-up. You've been working so hard these past 6 days.
I know. I've been up all hours with this little project of mine. And I'm not even sure it's turning out the way I want it to.
That's because you're a perfectionist. You need to chillax.
It just feels like something is still missing.
What more do you need when we've got each other, right?
That's a rhetorical question, I hope.
Wise ass. Anyhow, it's good to see you laugh again.
I didn't think you'd actually go through with it.
You know me. I never back down from a challenge.
Right, but when I said make it tough for me, I didn't think you'd ask me to create a mashup between a duck and a weasel.
I got plenty more where that came from. So what's next?
Next? Besides a nice long nap, you mean?
Yeah, like, don't you have anything else planned for this big universe thing you got going on here?
Well, no. Not really. Got any suggestions?
As a matter of fact, I do.
You seldom have bad ideas, so let's hear it.
What about if you created little versions of you?
Like demigods or whatever? I was never big on that idea when Zeus went with it.
No. Not divine at all. I'm calling them mans.
Me-mans.
You-mans.
You-mans. That's crazy.
No more crazy than your duck-billed weasel.
Platypus. And that was your idea.
Touché.
So, these you-mans, they'd all look like me? This form of me, that is. I gotta admit, I do like that part of it.
I knew you would. But you could make it exciting by throwing in some little variations.
What would they do, though?
Well, let's see. Praise you, for one. I know how you like the attention.
I do. That is true. What else would be their purpose?
They could, do things that make you laugh.
But that's what you're for.
Yeah, but I mean, you shouldn't always count on me. I may not be here forever, you know.
But, like, where would you go? Eden is paradise. Besides, I haven't created anything outside of it yet.
I don't know. I might just want to stretch my wings a bit. See what's going on down south of here. But with these humans, you could delegate some of the work. God knows. You know. There's enough of it to go around.
There are still a lot of animals needing names.
See what I'm saying? With them picking up the slack, you could just chill.
Chill, yes. They would help me chill. They could be called my chillins.
We'll work on the name later, but you get the idea. If nothing else, do it for me.
For you? Why?
I don't know. I kind of always wanted someone to look up to me. Someone to take under my wing. Be a role model to someone, I suppose. Like the cool uncle.
Well, if it keeps you here longer, I guess I can whip up something. Here goes. Ta-da!
Oh.
Oh? What do you mean, oh? Is it bad?
You did good, pal. But I got one question. What is that? That thing? Hanging there, flapping around in the breeze.
Oh, just something I thought of at the last minute. See, my idea is that it will help create more humans.
Sounds like trouble to me. I like it.
I can't dedicate all my time to this little concept, you know. They gotta have, what do you call it?
Free will?
Yeah, that.
I get it. You're a busy entity.
Yeah.
So, what's its name?
Man. Like we said.
No, I got that. But there will be more, correct? Thanks to that little apparatus there? Are they all going to be called man? Man 1, man 2, etc.? Might get confusing, no?
Hmm.
Him is slightly better.
I could name it after you. Lucy.
Yahweh, what I tell you about calling me that?
What, Lucy? It's your name. I picked it out myself.
Then you should know that it's Lucifer, not Lucy. Lucy just sounds, too cute.
Excuse me, big, strong Lucifer. What do you think I should call it?
Like I give a damn.
A damn?
No, I meant...
Okay, a damn it is.
Never mind. A damn is good. Tell a damn to do something.
Like what? I can't think of anything. I'm running on fumes here.
Hey, you! Do something! Well, that's not what I expected. Wow, watch him go!
Hey! Stop pulling on that thing! I worked hard on it!
Lighten up. If that keeps a damn busy, why not? It's not hurting anyone.
Except a damn if he keeps it up at that rate.
Forget it.
So that's basically a man.
Huh. And that's it?
Do you know how much energy that took?
No, of course it did. But I mean, give a damn a buddy, right? Like, you got me. Who's he got?
You got a point there.
No, he does. There.
Touche. All right, what about something like this? Voila!
Whoa!
Yes, we could call it Whoa Man.
This Whoa Man of yours looks a little bit like me.
Huh, I guess it does.
I'm touched, really.
Cut that out, will ya? Since when does Lucifer cry?
Sorry, it's not every day you get an entire species created to look like you.
I just hope these womans aren't as much trouble as you are, my friend.
Totes.
And before you ask, I've already picked out a name for woman. Steve. Sounds nice, right? Adam and Steve.
But I really like that you got rid of that dangly thing in version 2.0. Gotta be honest, wasn't a fan of it. Although Steve seems to be. Now what are they doing?
No idea. I feel like we shouldn't be watching this for so many reasons.
Yeah, good call. I'm gonna go grab a bite, but I'm not sure what I'm in the mood for.
Pomegranates are always good.
I've had pomegranates off that tree for every meal this week. I'm tired of pomegranates.
Fine, don't eat the pomegranates from that tree.
Oh, they think you're talking to them.
Whatever. I'm sure they'll forget as soon as they start doing that thing with the dangly piece again.
You think? And there they go again.
Where did it go?
Looks like it disappeared. Doesn't seem like it's bothering a damn, though. Anyhow, I'll be back.
Hey, you two. Stop that. Sorry. I didn't mean to yell, but it's my first day with you chillins, as is apparent. So, I'm still figuring it all out, okay? Not like it comes with an instruction book, you know? What do you mean you're bored? You've been alive for, what, 3 minutes? No, don't go back to doing that. Didn't you hear me a minute ago? Well, I don't know. I'm sure you can think of something. Hey, I got an idea. What about helping me name some things? See that little guy over there? Go ahead. Give it a name. Anything you want. Did you say aardvark? With two A's. Okay, so maybe the naming thing isn't such a great idea after all. Oh, I'm just joking. All I meant was, stop hitting and yelling at each other. I know I'm yelling, but I'm the grown-up. Right, you're technically grown-ups too, but I know I made you, and that means I gave you the ability to yell, but... You know what? Forget this. I'm gonna go inside and take a nap for about 10 million years. You people are a lost cause.
All good in the hood?
No. Those chillins are driving me crazy already. Why don't you go down there and keep an eye on them? But don't let them know that I sent you, okay?
I'll go incognito.
Sure, whatever.
I like that snake thing you made the other day.
I don't have time for this. Jesus Christ. Hey. I like that name. Yeah, next time.
Keep an eye on him, huh? Be the cool uncle. This should be fun. Eh, what the hell?
You have just heard The Sixth Day by Jake Lewis on Jakespeare Virtual Theater Company's Podcast Plays. Now, stay tuned for a brief interview with the playwright.
Hi everyone, my name is Betsy Wetmore and I played Lucifer in the podcast play that you just listened to called The Sixth Day. Now, normally at this point, you would hear the show's producer, Jake Lewis, interviewing the playwright, but, however, Jake wrote this play himself, so he asked me to interview him. So, here we go.
All right, let's do it.
So, my first question for you is how you got the idea behind this play. Are you religious? Did you just like the story of Adam and Eve, or did you have some other inspiration?
Yeah, so first of all, before I answer that question, Betsy, I'm so glad that you're the one interviewing me. I love talking with you in general, and I think that if I'm not careful, you might take over this job. But let me get back to the question there. Am I religious? God, no. That was a pun. God, no, get it? No, I am not a religious person. What made me write this play is I'm a dad, and sometimes I feel like being a parent, maybe you understand this too, Betsy, because I know that you're a mom, being a parent is a tough gig. And I'm always asking myself, am I doing the right thing? Is there a better way to do it? Is there such a thing as a perfect parent? And so I said, well, if anyone's going to be perfect, it would be God, right? God would know how to be a perfect parent, I would think. And so I said, well, Adam and Eve were kind of like God's children. So because of that maybe scattered train of thought, I came up with, well, what if God was not a great parent? And I guess, even though I said I'm not religious, I guess I do believe in a God, but I'm a bit cynical when it comes to God, maybe, if anyone out there has seen or read any of my other plays. And so him being a bad parent totally makes sense in my head. So I guess that's kind of where the story came from.
I love that. Okay, so your original intention was for this play to be performed virtually, whereas you could see the actors and their costumes and backgrounds. Mm-hmm. What made you decide to go the route of a podcast play instead?
Well, a few things. So the audience should know that you, Betsy, you were in it from the beginning. We did rehearse it and we did record it, like a virtual theater piece, you know, within Zoom and whatever else. And, it was fine. But it just wasn't, it wasn't quite right. Probably more for my own part than anything you did. You were fabulous. And so it got kind of backburnered, and you were really nice about that. You're like, oh, okay, I just put in all this time and energy into it and worked my butt off, but fine, Jake, don't do it. And then I came up with this idea for podcast plays, and I'm very OCD. And so when I had like all of the podcast plays picked that I wanted to do for this season one, I had 11. And it has to be an even number. I can't have 11. For some reason, it had to be either 10 or 12, and I didn't want to do too many either. I feel like my favorite Netflix TV shows, there's 10 to 12. And just kind of where I was timing it, like between October and I'd like it to go to around Thanksgiving or no later than maybe, you know, like definitely not later than Christmas. So I wanted it to kind of fit into that niche. And so 12 was the number that worked out. So I didn't want to read any more plays. I wanted to, cause I read a lot of them. And I said, well, it's my company, Shakespeare. So why don't I do one of my own? Oh, wait a minute. We sort of already have. And I know that Betsy will do whatever I ask her to do. So,
guilty.
Yes, guilty. And she'll do it well. So it became a podcast play. And I also think that the play doesn't need the visuals because it's very talky. And even the stuff that Yahweh and Lucifer see, the audience never sees. So we didn't need that there too. So everything felt right.
Well, I am super happy to see it finally come together because I had tons of fun.
Months.
Yes.
And usually these podcast plays, you know, because actually, Betsy, you are the only actress where you have done two podcast plays.
Oh.
You are the only one. Again, because I know that when I need an actress, call Betsy Wetmore out in California, and she'll do it. Even if she doesn't want to, she'll do it. That's just the kind of person that she is. I don't know where I was going with that. But yeah, these podcast plays, I remember, these podcast plays usually take only an hour, hour and a half to rehearse and record. They're short. But from start to finish, this took like 3 to 4 months. With like a 2 month break in between.
it was fun though. Good. All the recordings.
Oh, you're just saying that because you want more parts.
You have taken on many, many, many roles within Shakespeare, mm-hmm. which is obvious. So you direct, write, and you act in a few of them, and you produce. Yeah. So one, how do you do it all? Mm-hmm. And is there one out of those roles that you prefer?
Oh boy, two-part question. I was never good at these in school. Okay, so part A, how do I do it all? I don't know. I don't get a lot of sleep, but I don't think that's related to this. I've never slept well. I just love it, you know? And when you love something, when you have a passion for something, you find time to do it, you know? I'm not good with idle time, so, you know, when I have nothing to do, I can't relax. You could probably tell that about me, Betsy. I wouldn't say I'm high strung, but I would say I'm very busy. You know, I like to be busy. But I probably do need to scale back a little bit. And that's why, you know, some changes are being made to Shakespeare to kind of space things out a little bit more. The second part of the question, see, I've already forgotten the second part of the question. That's why I'm terrible at these. What was it?
Okay, acting, directing, writing, producing.
Right.
Which one do you prefer?
Oh God, well, you have to choose. Yeah, I don't like acting. I liked acting, like most people who act. I like acting in front of an audience. I think acting virtually is really tough, which is weird to hear me say since I run a virtual theater company, and I need actors. But that's why I don't do it. So I would say acting is the bottom one. I would say that probably writing is the top choice, and directing probably second, producing probably third. I just love that I am able to create something new, and that it's really whatever I want it to be. You know, the writer has, at least in the beginning part, complete control over what the story is and who the characters are. Because really, and hopefully you're understanding this and people who know me understand, the world needs to revolve around me, right? So whatever I say is the most important thing is really what I'm trying to get at. So I guess that is the order there.
Well, I think that definitely shows in your work because I would have guessed writing. I would have guessed writing was your favorite. So.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Okay. So... last question.
Oh,
I can try to think. So maybe we'll have a PS if I can come up with something else.
Okay.
But
no pressure.
What do you enjoy most about writing a play, or the least?
Yeah. Well, I sort of mentioned what I like the most. I like that I can create this world. What do I like the least? I guess what I like the least is when I. Well, there's a few things. So the first, one of the things is I have this great idea and I'm like, oh, this is going to be a unique idea. It's never been done before. And then I realized it was probably like the plot of a very popular movie that made like $400 million. But the other thing too is, and I think every writer kind of feels like this, maybe, I hope, is that when I read it afterwards, or I read somebody else's play, I'm like, oh, that's not good. Like, mine is not good compared to theirs. Or mine is not, like, getting across what I hear in my head or what I want in my head. And that just takes more time. I'm very impatient. And so, like, it's weird hearing me say that because I'm an English teacher and I should be all about writing many drafts is very important and getting feedback. No, I just want to write one draft. I want to sit down for an hour or two, bang it out, get it done, get it performed. Bob's your uncle, right? But so that's probably the hardest part.
So with that said, are you a procrastinator?
About certain things. I think I've had the laundry sitting in the dryer for about 5 days now.
Hey, it's better than the washer.
Yeah, it's true, because then it gets moldy. That's true. Yeah, so when it comes to theater, sometimes, not when it comes to writing, but when it comes to theater, because, like, especially now, I have, like, three different shows going on. That's my own fault. And, like, I need to do the costume list. I don't want to. I'm tired. So in that sense, I am. But I work best under pressure sometimes, so it all works out in the end.
Awesome. Okay, so here's my bonus question.
Ooh, okay.
Somewhat unrelated.
All right, fine.
I know you watch, somehow, with all of your work that you do, you watch tons of TV.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the most recent show you watched that was your favorite?
Oh, I like that one. I like that one because it gets to the writer in me too. So, well, let's see. I watched Squid Game on Netflix. I don't know if you're familiar with that, Bets. It's,
I know it, but I haven't watched it.
Yeah. I don't know. I think you might, it might offend your delicate sensibilities, Betsy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's very violent. I like that. It's a Korean show, but I watched it dubbed in English. I like that. And I'm a couple years late. I just watched a show from a couple years ago. And this is what reminded me to tell you, Betsy, that you remind me of Reese Witherspoon because she's in it. It's called Big Little Lies. It was on HBO a few years ago. And for some reason, I just didn't watch it at the time. And I thought that was pretty darn good. But... I really don't watch that much TV because you have a child, you might know this, although you're probably much better with your kid and screen time. Like by the time when they're home, they're watching one of their dumb shows or, you know, you can't watch one of your shows with them around. And then by the time they go to bed, you're like, you got like a half an hour left before you want to go to bed. Right. So,
oh, yeah.
So I don't really get to watch a lot. Oh, and I can't forget. I almost forgot this TV show. It's on Hulu. It's called Only Murders in the Building. It stars Steve Martin and Martin Short. How can you go wrong with that show? And Selena Gomez, the singer, who is really good. She's got this strange little voice. It's hard to picture that she's a really good singer, but she is. And it's a murder mystery, but, you know, with the typical Steve Martin, Martin Short kind of humor, it kind of makes fun of theater, which theater always needs to be made fun of a little bit, I think. It needs to keep itself in check. But it's a very clever show. And, you know, maybe it's because I'm getting older, but I like short shows. This show is usually 30 to 40 minutes per episode. I'm getting tired of all these 1 hour and longer television dramas that seem to be the only ones that are getting made nowadays. And I like happy stuff for the most part. Hard to tell from my recommending Squid Game and Big Little Lies, but in general, I try to watch things that won't depress me any further than what's going on in the world right now. But that was a good question. Bravo, but all of your questions. It's almost as if these questions have been written by someone who is familiar with doing interviews. I told
Nonsense.
You have the knack for it.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing this full circle and allowing me to play Lucifer. It was very exciting.
Oh, you're too sweet. Well, you're always welcome in the Jake Spear Virtual Theater family, and I'm sure we'll be seeing a lot more of you.
I hope so. It's fun.
This has been Jake Spear Virtual Theater Company's Podcast Plays and The Sixth Day by Jake Lewis. Please subscribe to this podcast to be updated to the latest episodes when they become available. If you think that you have a script that would make a good podcast play, we'd love to read it. visit www.jakespearevtc.com/submit. We'll be back next week with another episode of Jakespeare Virtual Theater Company's Podcast Plays. Thanks for listening.